But he never was a man to join clubs and things like that. He didn't like it.
Mm-hmm. And his parents came from here. And his
as far as I know, they did.
Would you know where his ancestors came from way back?
I don't think so, honey. I really don't. I haven't heard him say too much about it. In fact, I don't think he knows.
Mm-hmm. Someone mentioned that they were, Ronvier is a British name, or?
I don't know.
No?
Sure don't.
Now could you tell me some about what this community's like, how it's changed since you can remember?
Well, it didn't change. It hasn't changed very much. Mm-hmm. Because people just farm to make a living, just have something to eat. And when the cars came in, everybody had to work to get a car. And there was very few people in the county living out in the woods, you know, we call them woods, out in the forest, until 2 years ago. But people are moving in now. Mm-hmm. And they're really coming in. All over in this settlement back down here by the river, there's a lot of people living in there. In trailers, and some has houses.
Why are people moving in more now?
I don't know, unless they just want to get away from the cities. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. They say it is, anyway. Mm-hmm. We have a boy and a girl that we sold a piece of land to, sold them 25 acres over here, about a half a mile from here. Mm-hmm. And they are right young people. They're in their 20s. Mm-hmm. He was 28, just 2-3 days ago. And they are good workers, very smart people. People call them hippies, but I don't think they are. They're nice people. Mm-hmm. He bought him a well driller, you know, thing you put down deep wells with. And he's gone to work with that. He built a little house over there. He just built it right down in the bushes. He didn't even cut a bush around the house or anything. Mm-hmm. And they just love it there. But I'd be scared to death. Stay in the woods like she does. And she'll stay there all day long right by herself. And she's a good cook. She does baking. You know, when girls bake bread and things like that, light bread, mm-hmm. all kind of cakes, rolls and everything. I call them smart. And she is smart. They're from Tallahassee, both of them.
Mm-hmm. Most of the people, the young people that don't farm, do you figure they work in Tallahassee? Or?
Some of them do, and some work down that close to St. Mark's to this powder factory, you know. They have a gunpowder place down there that they work, which is called Olin's, I think. Mm-hmm. Olin's Powder Plant. And then they have one in Tallahassee also. Well, that pays good money, and they work there a lot. And there's so many older people that doesn't work at all, which they could work, but they don't. They depend on the government to take care of them.